Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, along with new Bears defensive line coach Paul Pasqualoni. Paul, veteran coach, college and the NFL, welcome to the Bears. What are your thoughts on joining the team?
Well, thanks, Larry. I'm very, very excited to be here. The great tradition of the Chicago Bears, the Halas McCaskey family. There's no greater tradition in pro football than the Chicago Bears. Outstanding organization, outstanding coaches, great leadership at the top with Coach Trezman and the staff. So I'm just excited to be here and to try to help and be a small part of it.
What excites you most about the position that you're going to be in? I know you have experience in a lot of different areas. You've been a longtime head coach. For people that don't know, I think they probably know you best as Syracuse head coach,
right,
working with guys like Donovan McNabb and Marvin Harrison and Dwight Freeney, big names like that. What excites you most about your position right now with the team?
Well, coaching on defense, I've coached on both sides of the ball in this league and in college, but I'm probably a little bit more of a defensive personality, defensive temperament guy. Just excited about the prospects here at the defensive line position. We have some very good players here and the chance to develop them. And really the impact, you know, that the defensive line can have, you know, on the game. You know, in the game of football, there's a saying that it starts up front on both sides of the ball. So we're excited about being here and trying to improve and help the defensive side.
Take me through the evaluation process. I assume you're watching tape of these guys. Do you watch each game individually? Do you watch certain players? And what are you looking for when you're watching the tape?
All of the above. We watch cut-ups of all the runs by each individual player, cut-ups of all the passes. And then I love watching the game just to see the flow of the game and how the player reacts to adversity and what's happening during the course of a regular game. So we're evaluating their skill set. There's critical factors at every position. So we're trying to evaluate things like play strength and explosiveness and contact balance and ability to rush the passer and flip your hips and all those types of things that are critical to the position, and then seeing how the player handles those things.
This is kind of a general question, but you'll probably have veterans and young players at your position. What's the key to developing guys and getting the most out of the talent on the field?
Well, I think there has to be a progression. I think that the players have got to understand that there's a process you go through. Very, very few players become great players overnight, and it takes time. And the number one thing as a teacher, and I got in this to be a teacher, I think that you have to make the players understand is that it takes time and it comes a little bit at a time. And each day you hope you get better and you work very, very specifically on the skills that you're trying to develop. So this is not a day and age when where there is a lot of patience. Everybody wants immediate success and kind of everything we do, but this is the one area that you have to have some patience with.
You mentioned before you've done a lot in coaching as far as college and pro. What's been the highlight so far of your career, would you say, to this point?
Well, just being around great organizations, great people, you know, great staffs, and of course, players who have tremendous passion and are really committed to being great players. That's really the most fun. You know, getting the team ready, going into the stadium and playing a big game, and coming out of that stadium, whether it's home, and sometimes it's even a better feeling on the road when you come out of a tough stadium and a great win. And those things are hard to accomplish in the National Football League.
Great stuff, Paul. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for watching ChicagoBears.com.